An exorcist priest speaks out about Padre Pio. So let us investigate today, what was a day in the life of Padre Pio like? Was he a very strict person and severe, expecting people to get up, you know, in the early hours of the morning, 1 a.m. in the morning, to say extra prayers or demanding of them severe penances? One could ask, did one have to be a saint to live with our saint? Hello, I am Edward Urban, and on this YouTube channel, we investigate the life of Padre Pio, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a family member or a friend is in need of his help in intercession, then do follow this channel. And we hope that you will be amazed to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. And if you're new to our channel, then do like, share, and subscribe our video. In particular, share our video with your friends and colleagues. And we see that a number of people have enrolled again this week. Of course, that is very encouraging to us to continue making newer and better. Now we're going to look at someone who knew Padre Pio very well and to find out what he had to say about Padre Pio. That is a Father Cipriano del Mello. And he was a Capuchin born in 1924 and became, at the end, the dean of all exorcists. He's currently living in the monastery of San Severo in Foggia. And he lived for a long time in the same monastery at Padre Pio, near Padre Pio, and he had many memories of Padre Pio. To this day, he sees the effects and the blessings of having Padre Pio around. So let us listen to some of his stories about the Capuchin saint, Padre Pio. Padre Cipriano says, "I met Padre Pio and lived by his side for a long time. When I was a student of theology, me and two colleagues, we were sent to St. Giovanni Rotondo in order to help with the mailings. Boxes of letters used to arrive for Padre Pio. People loved writing to him with all sorts of questions. And these mountains of letters, they were all addressed to Padre Pio. So they had to be answered, of course. These spiritual superiors sent their young brothers to St. Giovanni Rotondo to help." And he continues, "When we arrived at the monastery, we were told that Padre Pio was busy in the choir with his prayers. We were afraid to disturb him. We waited a while, and then we plucked up the courage. I told the other two who were with me that we should all go in together. That way we could all get the blame if Padre Pio was annoyed. So I opened the door of the choir. But Padre Pio was so absorbed in his prayers that he did not even notice our arrival. So standing a little distance from him, I tugged at his sleeve. And then Padre Pio raised his head and he looked at us. We were very young. We did not have beards at that stage. So Padre Pio looked at us and said, in his Italian dialect, 'And the beard, did you sell it?' And then he asked us to wait for him in the hall. And he says, our joy was complete. Our joy was great because we thought he was going to be abrupt and kick us out because we were disturbing him. But on the contrary, he was in a good mood. Padre Pio, he says, wasn't boring as we thought he might be. He was extremely kind and expressed a holy joy that came directly from the Lord. After my ordination to the priesthood, that was in 1949, I was then sent to St. Giovanni Rotondo. And I ate at the same table right next to Padre Pio. But Padre Pio hardly ate anything. He probably didn't even eat enough to keep alive, some people say. I was young and had a healthy appetite. And Padre Pio just knew that. So he kind of just tasted some things on his plate and he said, 'Here, my son, eat.' And he handed me his whole plate of food. And he did this every day. Of course, I just ate it all." And he says, "Padre Pio never came to the table on time, but was always a little bit late. And when he came into the dining hall, he was still praying with his rosary in hand. Then he knelt down and offered the usual prayers of thanksgiving." Thank you. and he participated in all the discussions and conversations and stories with the other brothers and priests. And he would not try to attract attention to himself. He would talk to us about all sorts of matters, ranging from politics all the way through to telling some jokes to the other brothers. Father Cipriano says, it was wonderful to be at his table. Padre Pio was always allowed to leave the dining room before the meal was over. And then when he left, our joy was just gone. And he continues, I always stood near him and never received any accusations. One day I asked Padre Pio in the confession, Padre, should I devote myself to giving sermons or to teaching? He said he liked both and he was qualified for both. So which one should he do? Well, Padre Pio took his hand and then looked up to heaven. And when he had returned to this earth, he said, don't worry, you will do both, teach and preach. But he emphasized a little more teaching. Well, 10 days later, he says, I was employed as a teacher for our Capuchin seminary. And then just to show how prophetic it was, soon after that, I was also a preacher. So both happened according to as Padre Pio had foreseen. Well, one Sunday, a monk arrived from Tuscany, which is pretty far away, and he had a few questions for Padre Pio. In fact, it turned out there were so many questions that he had them written down on a piece of paper, which he had stored in his pocket. As it turned out, on feast days, the Father Obera, that is the priest in charge, allowed us each a glass of wine. And this brother took advantage of the situation to ask permission to be able to serve the wine. But in fact, it was really an excuse to bring up the subject, the questions with Padre Pio. So when he arrived at Padre Pio's table, he put the bottle of wine down and he took out his notes. Padre Pio looked at him as if slightly bored and said, what are you doing with this paper? Well, Father, I wrote some questions down and I often forget. So I wrote them down. Well, Padre Pio responded, tear up that piece of paper. Well, all eyes were on the monk now, and this forced him to do exactly that. He had to tear that paper up. And then Padre Pio said, now ask your questions. You know, Father, I live in a communist area, that is Tuscany somewhere there, and when we leave the monastery, the young ones, the little ones, they throw stones at us and they insult us. What should we do? Padre Pio answered, what are they offended by? That you do not know them? Or are they offended by your clothes? Well, they are insulting the habit. The Padre Pio replied abruptly, you must defend the priesthood, the customs, and the church. And in fact, it turns out that this monk had come to test Padre Pio's moral knowledge, his knowledge of moral doctrine, by these cunning questions. Somehow Padre Pio had been aware of this, and that is why he had answered that you must defend those three. So he gave the textbook answer, and he had in fact answered the real purpose of the question. Another time, one day Padre Pio, after Mass, he found that he had lost his handkerchief. And I'm pretty sure this happened often. And he says, I, Father Cipriano, who was assigned to the choir at this time, had to help Padre Pio. So we went to look for the handkerchief, of course, knowing that it would never be found. He got up and he turned to his confreres and he said that they must return it to me immediately so that the Father Superior does not get angry. Well, of course, no one answered Padre Pio because whoever had taken the handkerchief had done it out of devotion. They wanted to have a holy relic. Well, soon the superior arrived and he shouted, irritated, give back the handkerchief immediately. Otherwise, I will have to call the police. No one was too worried about this. At that time, it was forbidden to keep any of Padre Pio's belongings. Well, obviously, he concludes, the handkerchief was never seen again. So I guess one cannot really be excommunicated for keeping religious items like a relic of Padre Pio. And that is a day in the life of Padre Pio. Although he was one of the great saints whose life was just full of the miraculous, yet he was entirely humble. And he enjoyed the company of the other brothers. Did not put himself on a pedestal, he did or treat others badly. It was always a pleasure to be around Padre Pio. And instead, he won people over by his letting his Christian virtues just shine through. And we can also be like that. A smile here or a word of encouragement there can make such a difference to others. Most popular videos, there's also Padre Pio's very popular blessing video. And of course, if you have not enrolled already, then do enroll, watch that video.